Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now, The Life of Riley. Being a father in this hectic modern world and coping with the problems of teenage youth is a bewildering task for even the most intelligent of fathers. So you can imagine the trouble a man of Chester A. Riley's mentality goes through.
Oh, hi, Dumbler. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to finish the movie time. Oh, supper's ready. Okay, let's eat.
Oh, Riley, I'm so glad you're home.
Hey, what's up?
It's Junior. That son of yours is just impossible. He's been acting like a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. When he starts acting like a lunatic, he's my son, huh? Well, what's he done now?
Well, he made a date with Linda Walker across the street to take her to a dance tonight.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's time he had his first real date.
Well, I know, but
after all, he'll soon be 14. When a boy gets to be his age, he starts to... Well, he feels... He begins to... I could explain this much better if he was a bee or a bird.
Will you listen to me a minute? I want him to go on this date, but he won't go. He wants to call the whole thing off at the last minute.
Why? Don't he like her?
He's crazy about her. He's just scared. He's scared of girls.
I should know, fool.
Oh, stop being so smart. It's no laughing matter. He's just petrified. And if you try to talk to him, he gets hysterical. And Mrs. Walker's been phoning every 5 minutes. Now, Linda's all dressed up, waiting for him to call for her. Do something.
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited. I'll have a talk with him. I know how to handle boys. Junior! Junior! Oh, here you are, son. What's all this I hear about this dance?
I'm not going.
Well, why not, sir?
I don't want to talk about it.
Now, look, it's silly to be scared of girls. Believe me. Girls are just like boys, only they're girls. Nothing to be scared of.
Well, I'm not scared. I just don't feel like going.
Yeah, because you're scared. But you got no reason to be. It's childish. When I took your mother out on our first date, was I scared of her?
Of course not.
Now, yes, but then no.
I'm not going, that's all.
Well, why are you so shy? You've got nothing to be shy about, Junior. After all, you've got my look, my... let me put it another way.
I'm not going.
Now, take it easy. You don't have to get hysterical. Let's talk this over calm without shouting.
I don't want to go.
You will so go. I'm still your father, and you'll do what I say, and I say you're going. I'll make you go, Junior.
Heaven's
sake, Riley. Oh, that son of yours is driving me crazy.
Well, shouting isn't going to help. Now, let's talk this over quietly.
Yeah, you talk. I'm through. I wash my hands off of him.
Riley, he's just got to go to that dance with Linda.
Well, he won't, so let him take the consequences. He'll grow up. He'll be 40 years old, and he won't know the first thing about women. His kids will laugh at him. I'm through. You can't reason with him.
Now, Julie, dear, I know how you feel, but it's perfectly natural. Everybody's scared on their first big date.
Pop wasn't.
He wasn't.
That's what he says. Oh, I guess there's something wrong with me. I feel awful.
Now, that's ridiculous. You're a perfectly normal boy. And let me tell you about the first date I had with your father. He worked in my father's hardware store back in Brooklyn. And I used to help out there part-time, but he hardly ever spoke to me. He was living with his mother then. I remember one...
Do you want some more coffee, Chester?
Oh, no thanks, Mom. I'll be late for work. Old man Barker will skin me alive. I'll see you tonight. I'll be home early, Mom.
You're always home early, Chester. A boy your age ought to go out more.
Well, I always go out after supper.
But you're always in bed by 9. You ought to be going out with girls.
Well, gee whiz, Mom. Give me time. I'm only 21.
Now, isn't there some girl you like?
Well, yeah. Peggy's boss.
Your boss's daughter?
Yeah. I see her around the store sometimes. See, she's so pretty. Every time I look at her, I get sort of an empty feeling inside of me.
Ah, son, you're in love.
Well, I don't know. As soon as I eat, it goes away.
Well, why don't you ask her for a date?
Oh, I couldn't do that. Gee, I hardly ever spoke to her.
Why not, for mercy's sake? You see her every day.
Well, I don't know. I get scared. I think of lots of clever things to say to her, but every time I open my mouth, all that comes out is...
Now, that's silly. There's nothing to be scared of. Just speak right up. You asked her for a date today.
I don't know. Even if she said yes, where would I get the dough? If I only got a raise...
You won't get one unless you ask for it. You're afraid to open your mouth. Mm-hmm. After all, you're not a kid any longer. You've got to assert yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mom. I'll ask old man Barker for a raise today.
That's my boy. And then you ask Peggy to go out with you.
Well, I don't know. I'll see.
Oh, Chester, what's the matter with you? Don't you want to get married someday and have a home and babies?
Well, sure I do.
Well, you'll never do it unless you go out with girls.
Yeah, I know. But I sure wish there was an easier way. Oh, Miss Parker. Good morning, ma'am. It's nice talking to you. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait a minute, Chester.
Huh?
Don't run off like that.
I got work to do.
You don't like me, do you?
Like? Oh, but I do.
Well, you never want to talk to me. You're always rushing off somewhere.
Well, I said good morning.
Is that all you've got to say to me?
Oh, no. No, there's lots of things I'd like to say to you.
Like what?
Well, like this.
Did you really like me after all?
Oh, but I do. Don't go away. Can't you?
Yes, Chester.
Well, I was thinking maybe you and me... That is, if you'd like to, we might, the two of us, some night, if you're not busy, I was hoping you might like to. Of course, if you're tied up, well, I understand. No hard feelings. Some other time.
Chester, are you asking me for a date?
No, I mean, maybe. First, I got to see your father. Excuse me.
I'm in.
Mr. Barker, sir, can I see you a minute?
Make it snappy, Riley. There's a store to look after.
Well, sir, it's this way. I've been working for you over a year now, and I was thinking, that is, if you can see your way clear, maybe you might, just a small... Not that I'm really worth... I know times are tough. Business is falling off. Taxes, overhead. I see your point. No hard feelings. Some other time...
Just a minute, Riley. Are you asking me for a raise?
Oh, no. No. But as long as you brought the subject up, I thought maybe...
Well, times are tough. But I'll give you $3 more a week. That'll make it 18. You're really not worth that much.
Yeah, but I'm getting 18 now.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be enough money for a young man without responsibilities. It'd be different if you were a married man.
Well, I would like to get married.
You got a girl?
Yeah, sort of. I can't afford to take her out much unless I get a raise.
You planning to marry her?
Yeah, if she'll have me. If I ever get enough money saved up.
Oh, Riley, don't put off marriage on that account. Move in with your in-laws for the first year.
Well, gee, I never thought of that. Thanks, boss.
All right, Riley, I'll raise you to 25.
25? Oh, boy, gee. Oh, thanks, Mr. Parker. Thanks, boss.
Bring a girl around someday. I'd like to meet her.
Oh, well, you know her.
Well, who is she?
Your daughter.
What? You've got your nerve. You have the gall to expect a girl like my Peggy to marry a miserable $18 a week clerk?
25. You just gave me a raise, remember? See, you're not going to go back on your word, are you, boss?
Okay. All right. Raise that.
You get 25.
Oh, thanks.
And now you're fired.
Fired? I'll take 18.
Get out.
17?
You're fired.
What a revolting development this is.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. And now...
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When bowlers bowl a spare or strike, that smoother taste is what they like. What'll you have? The answer's clear. Pour me a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a three-way expert test. One, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. Two, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. Three, your taste agrees.
Finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Mrs. Riley is telling Junior the story of Riley's first date with her.
And Pop really got fired?
Oh, I begged my father to take him back, but your grandpa was... Oh, well, he just wouldn't listen. And I didn't hear from Riley for quite a while, and then one day I got a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
From Pop?
Well, he didn't sign the card, but I knew from the poem he wrote on it that it must be from him. I still remember how it goes. To you, my darling Peggy, I send this bunch of roses to show you that I love you from your head down to your toes.
Oh, brother.
I guess it is pretty corny, but I didn't think so then. Oh, my, I was so excited. And then when Papa came home and did what he did, I was so furious. I just arranged the roses.
Peggy! Peggy!
Oh, here, Papa, in the living room.
Oh, I've had a hard day.
Oh, Papa, look at the beautiful roses.
Roses? You know I can't stand being around roses. They make me sneeze.
Oh, it's just your imagination.
It certainly is. That wasn't my imagination. Let you get rid of them.
No, Papa. Can't you stay in the kitchen? There's some stuff.
Oh, that Riley Oaf.
He's not an oaf. I like him.
And I just... I'm not... You're not going to be kept out of my own living room because of that nincom. He's just trying to get next to you so he can get his job back.
Oh, that's not true. He likes me, and I like him.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to sneeze all night on the counter here. Give me those flowers.
Papa, what are you doing?
They're going out of the window.
Oh, no, Papa, don't.
Hey there, young man. Just a minute.
You mean me, officer?
Yes, you. What are you doing around here?
Oh, nothing, officer.
Hanging around outside this house for over an hour.
Well, I'm just waiting for a girl.
A little late for your date, isn't she?
Oh, we haven't got a date. She doesn't even know I'm here. I'm just waiting for her.
You haven't got a date. He doesn't even know you're here, but you're waiting for him?
Yeah. I'm playing it smart. See, I sent her flowers, and then when she comes out, I'm going to ask her for a date. That's her house up there. Hey, look, the window's opening. Maybe it's her. I hope she's seen the flowers. Yeah, she's seen them. She just threw them out the window. She threw them out the window. Oh, no, she couldn't. You think this means she don't like me?
Son, why don't you go home?
Officer, is that a gun? Shoot me right here.
Oh, now. Take it easy.
I don't want to go on living without her.
Go home, son. Get a good night's sleep.
Well, how can I sleep?
Boy, I'd like to tell her what I think of her. I tell her plenty, and I will, too, first chance I get. I'm going to tell her off. Why will I tell her? I'll say to her, I'll say...
Oh, yes,
sir.
I didn't know you were out here.
Yeah, you've got your nerve throwing my flowers out of the window.
Oh, but Chester,
a dozen beautiful roses and you throw them out the window.
But Chester,
I didn't want to talk to you. Beat it.
No, that's no way to talk to a young lady.
Oh, no, after what she's done to my flowers? Officer, you don't know the trouble I went through stealing them. Some dumb cop almost caught me. Oh, no, I take it back. I didn't mean that. He was a smart cop. I mean, I guess. Okay, lock me up.
Well, now, I don't know. That'd be letting you off easy. I think I've got a worse punishment for you. You stay here with your girl, kiss and make up, and get married. Good night.
Chester, I didn't throw your flowers away.
You didn't?
No, Papa did. He has rose fever. I came down to get him back. I thought they were beautiful.
See, Peggy, did you? Oh, it's wonderful to see you again.
That's why you're not here so much sooner. I thought Susan was here for a date.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get a job first. And I got a swell one. I can take you out to a real classy joint now. If you'd like to go with me. Well, maybe you don't want to. Well, no hard feelings some other time.
I'd love to go with you.
You would? Honest?
Of course.
Oh, dear. I never thought I'd have a date with you. I mean, you go out with fellas like Sidney Monahan, and he makes big dough, and he drives a Hutmobile and everything.
I'd rather go out with you anything.
You really mean that?
This is kind of nuts, I mean.
Peggy, you kissed me. Oh, Peggy, this is the first time I was ever kissed.
But Chester, you're 21.
Yeah, I know. And believe me, if I'd known it felt like this, I'd have done it a lot sooner. You having a good time, Peggy?
Oh, wonderful. That was the best dinner I ever had, and the floor show was something marvelous.
Oh, yeah, that Bubbles a tour of some dancer, huh?
Oh, but I hate to think that the check's going to come to.
Oh, don't you worry about that. What's money? Easy come, easy go.
Yes, but this Club Morocco's awful expensive.
Oh, I got more than enough. I'm working. I got a bundle on me. Look, 15 smackers. You stop worrying about money. When you go out with Chester Riley, you're going out with a sport.
Well, it's getting late, Chester. I think we've got to go.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that Sidney Monahan over there?
Where?
He's coming this way. Hey, Sidney! Oh, boy, you'd be surprised to see me here.
Why, hi there, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Sidney.
And Riley. What are you doing here?
Oh, Peggy and me are doing the town.
Oh, really stepping out, huh?
Yep.
Well, let me treat you to something good. Oh, waiter.
Oh, no. Let me do the buying, Sidney. Sit down a while.
Well, thanks, but I better get back to my table. I'm with some friends in the other room.
Well, I'll buy your friends a drink, too. Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
A drink for everybody at my friend's table on my check.
Oh, but Riley...
No, I insist. What are you drinking, Sidney?
Champagne.
Pabst Blue Ribbon for my friend's table.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks, Riley.
Oh, don't mention it.
I'll see you around.
So long, Peggy.
Goodbye, Sidney.
So long.
Oh, Chester, you didn't have to treat Sidney and his friend.
Why not? Sidney ain't the only one who could be a show-off. Well, let's go, Peggy. Oh, wait a minute. Check this.
Yeah, here you are, sir.
Let's see. $8, $10, $12.10. Yeah, that looks right. So here you are, $15. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
Well, let's go, Peggy.
And here's the check for the beer for the other party.
Oh, well, I thought it was on the same. 95 bottles?
The class reunion.
$19.
Yes, sir. Same as at your grocer. And your grocer don't have Bubbles Latour.
Yeah. Well, we ain't going yet, but bring us some more coffee.
Yes, sir, coffee.
Yeah, and put an aspirin in it, too.
Oh, Chester, you don't have enough money.
Don't worry about money. When you're out with Chester Riley, you're out with his sport. Excuse me a minute, I gotta phone my mother.
Hello?
Yeah, but Mrs. Wilson, I gotta talk to my mother. It's very important. Where did she go? To the movies, but I gotta get in touch with her. Listen, will you please go to the movies and find her and tell her to come right down to the Club Morocco? Yeah, the Club Morocco, and to bring $19 with her. Yeah. And 60 cents. Yeah, thanks. Oh, if I don't get that dough, I'll be carried out of here feet first.
In that case, we'll need help.
Digger, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Dig the Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, Digger, am I glad to see you. You're a lifesaver.
That's the first time I've been called back.
I'm short $19 for my check.
Oh, my, you're in a tight spot, Riley. This club is run by some of the toughest gangsters in town. If you don't pay up, they'll give me the business.
No, you mean they'll give me the business?
When they give you the business, they give me the business.
Digger, can you lend me the dough?
I'm awfully sorry. I haven't that much on me.
Well, couldn't you dig something up for me?
They wouldn't accept what I dig up. They want money.
Well, I guess I'll have to wait for my mother to get down here.
You better hurry. If you're here after 10, they slap a $2 cover charge on you.
$2? They got a nerve.
In my business, the cover charge is much higher.
Oh, suppose my mother don't come. I got to get out of here,
baby. There are only two ways you get out of here. One is to sneak out the back.
Yeah, what is the other way?
Let's not talk shop. You better sneak out.
How?
I know a way. Through that door to your left and then... Wait, I'll draw you a diagram.
Oh, thanks, Digger. If I make it, I'll meet you outside and give you a lift home.
If you don't make it, I'll give you a lift home. Well, here's the diagram, and now you'd better be shoveling off.
Okay, Peggy, you ready? Let's go.
Huh? But Chester, the check.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that now. It's all fixed. Come on, let's get out of here.
Not that way, Chester. Go to the right.
Well, this way is shorter. Come on, Peggy. Hurry up. Through this door here. Come on.
Chester, are you sure this is the way out?
Yeah, sure. Come on, through this door.
Oh, this is the kitchen.
Well, quick, right through here.
Going the wrong way. This is where they wash the dishes.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing in here. Quick.
Oh, this is a furnace room.
Yeah, we're on the right track. Now, up these steps. Hurry up, Peg.
Well, but Chester...
I'll explain later. Now, through this door. Well, here, and up this ladder. I'll go first. You follow me.
Oh, Chester, it's so dark, I can't see.
Well, hold on to me. We're almost at the top. Okay. Now, where's that trap door? Oh, here, I feel it. Yeah. I'll get out first and pull you up. Here, give me your hand now.
All right.
Up the daisy. Yeah. Here we are.
Well, we're up on the roof.
Well, don't worry. We can get down. There's a fire escape on the next building. Here, step out of this ledge.
Well, how'll we get across? It's so wide.
Oh, no, it's only 3 feet. We'll jump.
Oh.
There. Come on, Peg, jump.
Well,
yes, now, don't be scared. It's a dish. Come on. There you go.
Oh.
Now, down the fire escape. Hurry.
It doesn't go all the way down.
No, well, you have to drop down. Hang on to the last rung and let yourself go. It's only 12 feet.
Oh.
I'll go first and catch you. We made it. Well, that was easy, huh?
Why did we have to go through all this?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't have enough money to pay the check.
But, Chester, while you were gone, I paid the check.
No, nothing doing. I don't take money from a girl. Let's go back. Come on.
Oh, now don't be silly, Chester. You pay me back.
Yeah, how? All that money? It'll take me years and years.
Peggy, will you marry me? You better. It's your only way to get even.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. But right now, let's talk turkey. Thanksgiving Day turkey. Yes, a big, tender roast turkey you're going to slice into at dinner next Thursday, along with those candied yams, fresh cheese, and limas, dressing, and gravy, all topped off with a cool, foaming glass of sparkling clear Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Brother, that's what I call a Blue Ribbon combination. Fine food and the finest beer served. Anything. Yes, this Thursday, people all over America will be celebrating Thanksgiving, just as every day, people the world over enjoy internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's the beer the whole world knows about. So when you're shopping for your Thanksgiving dinner, and the man says, "What do you have?" Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Don't settle for anything but the best. Tell him you want the world's number one favorite, the finest beer served. Anything.
So you see, Junior, you're not the only boy who's scared on his first date. And if your father lives through it, you will too. Now you go call for Linda.
Okay, Mom. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Well, where are you going, son?
To the dance.
Oh, you changed your mind. Well, now you're showing some sense. Oh, I envy you, son. There's nothing like your first big date. What a thrill. I remember the first time I took your mother.
Mom told me.
Peg, you told him?
Yes, dear.
I mean the truth.
Of course.
Now, you promised me you'd never breathe a word of what happened that night.
Oh, don't be silly, Riley.
Well, okay. You broke your promise. Just for that, you'll wait for that $19 I owe you. Peg, you know something? You still inspire me to write poetry to you just the way you did on our first date.
Oh, you've got another poem for me, Riley, after all these years. How sweet.
Yeah, listen. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, and I give thanks for you. For all the food you bring my way, and the Pabst Blue Ribbon, too. You really cause my heart to sing just like the happy bird. And through the years, I'll always cling to love three little words.
Oh, Riley, three little words.
Yep.
You mean, I love you.
No, I mean, what do you have? And I also mean Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott, directed by Mitch Mindler. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell is John Brown, Junior is Bobby Ellis, Riley's mother is Jane Morgan, Riley's father-in-law is Alan Reed, Sidney Monahan is Lou Merrill, and the waiter is Herb Biker. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Herbert Marshall plays The Man Called X tomorrow night on NBC.